This painfully divisive election season has exacted a high cost on our souls. And make no mistake about it, the children are suffering as well. This week, lower income parents told their kids that they may lose their health insurance and have to be more careful about when they decide to go to the dentist or the doctor. Children of gay parents fear that their mom's or their dad's marriage will be annulled or canceled or whatever word they use as children. Many Latino and Muslim children dread their parents will be ripped from the home in the middle of the night. Other family won't be able to come. For the last year, many people have experienced polarizing political differences with relatives to the extent that many families hover on the breaking point. Now the size of the ruptures remind us of stories of families divided by the Civil War. In the disorienting shock of Tuesday's election results, we grapple with the question, where do we go from here? Where do we go? What do we do now? In setting our compass, we benefit from looking back to where we have come from. The words of Jesus, which our USG forebears put on our altar, are a good start. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and love your neighbor as yourself. We also find guiding stars amongst our ancestors. All this week, I keep returning to Gandhi and King. Gandhi and King. What would Gandhi and King do or say right now? I think love. We find guiding stars amongst our ancestors, such as Universalist minister Hosea Ballou, who lived from 1771 to 1852, teaching of God's love at a time when that was not so easy, because during the early 1800s, entrenched in slavery and war, much of America was dominated by fire and brimstone preaching, which said many people would simply burn in hell. It's hard to figure out how God decided who was elected to heaven or not, but many people would, you and your children would burn in hell. And that was a reality coming from the pulpit that was real to people. Terrifying. In these troubling times, the Universalists preached that God's love and atoning grace overcame every problem and circumstance. With very little formal education himself, Reverend Ballou was a leader in revolutionizing people's minds. He said that no matter how sad, broken, off track we become, God will restore people to wholeness in an eternal heaven. As they developed, they became a little less focused on the afterlife and increasingly focused on this life, the here and now. And Ballou insisted a point that is applicable this week as it ever has been. People have the potential and the obligation to embody God's love. People have the potential and the obligation. Ballou preached the simple but challenging truth: love for the good cannot be induced by fear. Perfect love casts out fear. We must embody this love, which casts out fear. In addition to staying committed to this powerful love and this challenging love, when you think of how you actually have to live it out in your neighborhood, the Universalists were innovative because, catch this, they built community churches where people who did not always agree or who adamantly disagreed came together and talked and listened and collaborated. They found a way to collaborate to meet the spiritual and material needs of the wider community. And in many ways it worked. Side point, Universalism at that point became the fourth largest religion in America with 800,000 members in 1850. 8 churches in Philadelphia. It worked. We are facing social and political situations which seem impossible to many people. We hear new forms of fire and brimstone. The hostility toward marginalized people is daunting and scary to me. And I'm a straight white guy with a lot of privilege. But here's the thing. Here's the thing. I believe we can make a difference with others. I believe it with every fiber of my being. You see, politics is the art and science of the possible. We know that. But religion is the art and science of the impossible. Religion is the art and science of the impossible because religion is the art and science of love. Love makes the impossible possible. And it's time for us to make sure that love reaches out. Right now, many people, including many amongst ourselves, feel lost, confused, grappling for meaning. And it's also true that we're blessed with a history to draw upon, of people getting through the toughest of times when they didn't know how they could. And we need everything we can get right now because we have to find a way. And just like it's unreasonable to think that we can solve immigration issues by building a big wall down at the border, we cannot solve problems in this country or in this church with walls of bitterness and anger dividing us from other citizens. We don't want the wall. I don't want the wall at the border. And I don't want walls between red and blue. We, this is your preacher speaking, have to reach out, yes, to those in tears and anger and fear. But we also have to reach out with every fiber of our being, with love, to those who are happy and relieved and elated at what happened on Tuesday. Every fiber of our being. With love, respectful love. We have to innovate with love. It's time for us to make sure love reaches out. You can start by staying committed to being creatively loving to yourself. You may think that's naive or shallow, given the high stakes of national and global issues, but remember, first of all, you are a miracle of the divine. Your body, mind, and spirit deserve tender, loving care. And that's critically important and difficult to live out right now. Many of us are just going through so many hard things, but we have to find a way to do this. Many of us are taking media timeouts. Okay, Linda Bernstein got me going on this. I'm off. I got a little NPR going, I will say that, but I'm off my CNN indefinitely. I'm off my CNN. I love Anderson and Don, but I'm on a break. You got to find a way to engage in your spiritual practices and get rid of that gets in your way. You know the activities which put us in touch with the miracles of life? They can include prayer and meditation and chanting and yoga. A great buddy of mine just said Friday he raked leaves all day long. That was what he could do. He did. It was good for him. Or you could just sit with a hot cup of tea. Got to be innovative in how you experience the ecstasy of life. Life is still filled with miracles today as much as it was on Monday. You have to be creative, celebrating life like David, who danced before the Lord with all his might. Who thought he would do that? You can dance before the Lord with all your might right now or when you get home. Either way. Engage in beauty for beauty's sake. Listen to Mahler or Stevie Wonder. Treat yourself. Go down to the Philadelphia Museum of Art and see the Frida Kahlo exhibit. Do something to fill your soul battery. Based in a theology of love beyond belief, this church must be filled with entrepreneurial warriors for spirituality and justice. Warriors for justice. Now, I want to come into this. Many of us agree this election was not decided with rational assessment of facts being the most important thing. It was not, okay? And if you agree, but that is reality. That's where we are, okay? And that drives many of us crazy because I know a lot of you real rational folks, right? But don't get too overwhelmed by it because remember, we are the love people. We're not the only love people, but we are people dedicated to love, and love in many ways is not rational at all. Okay, so we can do love, and we will do love. We will continue to show up and stand up for love. And having community meetings like we did 10 days ago with our Black Lives Matter panel, we will continue to show up and stand up for love at public witness events at City Hall, Harrisburg, D.C. I see, like Wednesday I said, oh, I think a number of us are going to be getting arrested many times in the coming four. Okay, I did not really think of that on Monday. This is going to do it. We're going to do it with love. I think I'm going to be getting arrested a lot in the next 4 years. That's cool. Kristen, and I know you, but many of you will be too. We're going to stand up and show up for love with candlelight vigils for victims of gun violence and domestic violence. We're going to keep working. We're working, not just us, but this church is already working on prison reform, advocacy, getting jobs for people coming home, returning citizens. We're going to keep renovating low-income housing. We're going to keep advocating for environmental protection. We're going to find common ground. You don't have to agree with us on everything to work with us. That would be foolish on our part. We were going to do all of this with creative love. Put the word out. Put the word out to everybody. This is one of the places that is going to bring their game up. They go low, we go high. Yeah. So, but in order to do this, we got to get off of 6511 Lincoln Drive. We do have a nice little property here, but we got to get off the property, out of the building, out in to be with the people, red, blue, and purple, in the coffee shops, the yoga studios, go walking in the woods, find ways to collaborate with our fellow human beings. We're going to do this. We're going to experiment boldly, learn make mistakes, experiment again, and fail our way forward. Fail our way forward. Of course, we're going to fall and get upset. Remember, love is the most powerful force in the universe, but sometimes it's not rational at all, and we can embrace that. We can't take love for granted. We have to create it. Be hopeful about love. Blessings be. Amen.